Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome to How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. In each episode of How to Matter, I suggest one tip you may find useful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. We all know, or are at least aware of, people who are extremely self-centered, self-serving. Their needs and interests always have priority over the needs and interests of other people. Let's focus our attention, though, on people whose general attitude, general approach to life, general way of handling relationships shift in the other direction. Sure, being flexible and accommodating are both good things. They are valued characteristics in terms of our relationships with people and even with our relationships with other groups or organizations. We want to be able to respond to the needs of other people. We want to be able to accommodate to their preferences. We need to be able to adjust to their individual life situations. It only seems to us like the right thing to do. What we find is there are people, though, who move too far in the direction of flexibility and accommodation. Where do we find these folks? We find them all around ourselves, except usually we don't notice. They wonder if they aren't overly accommodating, if they aren't being too flexible, but the people around them seldom are aware of the extent to which the individuals are somehow sacrificing themselves for the sake of other people, for the sake of the organization, for the sake of the company. We see this sometimes with parents who focus all of their time, energy, and attention on their children, on their children's needs, on what their children want, on their children's interest. The same kind of behavior is sometimes seen with people who are participating in groups or organizations. They spend far more time and energy involved in the organization than anyone else. And pretty soon we get the impression that that's all they do. They simply live for the organization. We also see it sometimes with people at work. They work way too many hours. They don't do anything else besides work. If they're not working, they're thinking about work. They have no life outside of work. This tendency in people can vary from a little to a lot, but it's clear that they are over-accommodating. They are being way too flexible. They have given up their plans, their goals, their sense of self, almost like a sacrifice to their family, a sacrifice to the group or organization, a sacrifice to their company. Of course, they have a lot of explanations about why they do it, but pretty clearly the idea of martyr comes to mind. Whether they're doing it for the well-being and welfare of other people, or they're presumably doing it for more and more money, to do whatever it is they plan to do when they get done doing their martyring thing. Is it good to be flexible and to accommodate to other people? Of course it is. It's part of our humanity. It's part of our being a member of the community, a member of the family, a member of an organization, an employee. But the emphasis should be on accommodation and flexibility, and extending that to obsession or martyrdom is clearly not healthy. It's important to make room for other people, to accommodate to the needs and interests of other people, of organizations, of groups, and yes, even to the needs and interests of our company. But we need to draw a line someplace. We need to differentiate between what's good for other people, what's in the best interest of other people, organizations, or even our company or business, and what's in our personal best interest. The key is to find the balance point between what works for us and what works for them, what serves our interest and what serves their interest. And just as moving in the direction of self-centeredness and self-servingness is not good, moving too far in the direction of excessive accommodation is also not healthy. So here's the tip for today. Look at your relationships. Look at your involvements. Look at your priorities. And ask yourself whether you have found the balance point between being excessively self-centered and self-serving on the one hand, and being excessively accommodating and flexible on the other hand. The most healthy point, the point that best serves your success, is someplace in between the two extremes. Yes, taking care of other people and their interests is indeed important. And the key to doing that well is to first be sure that you're taking care of yourself. Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. If you would like to get in touch, my email is feedback@howtomatter.net. On Twitter and Facebook, I am Dr. Gary Crow. My website is www.howtomatter.net. You can subscribe to How to Matter on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or any other podcast player of your choice. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.